Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emerson Dickman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emerson Dickman. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Williams reaches second base with a double. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive towards right. Chapman catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Hemsley reaches third base with a triple. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Trosky scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickman takes first base on ball 4. Peacock moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Peacock moves to third. Dickman moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Dickman scores. Finney moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ken Yungles now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Chapman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Chapman. Finney scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. Williams moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Yungles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yungles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first, with Dickman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Mac applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Jack Wilson now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. Bo Bell pinch hits for Ken Jungels. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Peacock for a passed ball. Keltner scores. Mack moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trotsky. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tabor hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale pinch hits for Bill Zuber. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.